Now, will you notice, we have the abomination of desolation before us now. Verse 10, many shall be purified, made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wicked, and none of the wicked shall understand, the wise shall understand. Now, these great principles of God prevail from Daniel's day to the time of the end, irrespective of dispensations. Many shall be purified, those who've come to Christ, not by works of righteousness, but according to his mercy. And the wise shall understand, because Paul said, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, their foolishness unto him. Now, verse 11, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Now, the importance of this verse, I don't think I could overemphasize it, as the Lord Jesus referred to it. He says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in a holy place, he that readeth, let him understand. Now, that'll be the beginning of the great tribulation period. Now, for 1,290 days, the idol of the beast remains in the temple. This is 30 days, actually, beyond the 3.5 years. In other words, the last half of the great tribulation, which is 1,260 days, and for some unexplained reason, the image will be there 30 more days, which would seem to me to indicate there'll be an interval there before the setting up of the kingdom here upon this earth. Then verse 12, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. Now another series of days is given to us here with no other explanation than blessed is he that waiteth and cometh. Well, apparently we haven't come there. And again, these are days that I'm of the opinion, and far as I'm concerned, no one has the interpretation of these. Why? It's sealed till the time of the end. And I think sometimes we try to know more than is actually given to us to know. Verse 13, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot in the end of the days. Now, Daniel is told, just as the Lord Jesus told Simon Peter, that he's to die. He'd not live to see the return of Christ, but he would be raised from the dead to enter the millennium. And he says, in thy lot, means that Daniel will be raised with the Old Testament saints at the beginning of the millennium. At the end of days, that brings us to the abundant entrance into the kingdom. And friends, may I say to you that that is the future that is before us right now, a future that says Jesus was coming. And the book of Daniel says he's going to come to this earth and establish his kingdom. Paul tells us, and the Lord Jesus himself said, I'm going to come and receive you. And where I am, you're going to be with me. I'm going to prepare a place for you. These are the things we should keep before us in these days. May the Lord richly bless you, my beloved.